आढ़ी जाया। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना थीर वन चारी, यमुना यमुना थीर वन चारी, यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्री वल्लभाय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की, श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी मंदिर की, श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी की, गौर प्रेमानंद हरि हरि बोल, समावेत भक्तवृंद की, समावेत भक्तवृंद की, समवेत भक्तवृंद की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, हरे कृष्ण। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामने, नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे, निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश धारणे, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम स्कंद 10 अध्याय 1, आई थिंक देयर आर 3 वर्सेस विदाउट परपोर्ट्स, शुड आई रीड इट? 45, 46, 47, and then purport is 48. I'll just read the verses myself, right? And then 48 we'll read together. Esha tavanuja bala kripana putra putri kopama hantum narhasi kalyanim imam tvam dina vatsalaha. Translation: as your younger sister, this poor girl Devaki is like your own daughter and deserves to be affectionately maintained. You are merciful and therefore you should not kill her. Instead, she deserves your affection. Shri Shuka Uvacha Evam Sasama Bhirbhedair Bodhamano Pidarunaha Nanyavartata Kauravyam Kauravya Purushad Ananuvrataha. Translation: Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, O best of the Kuru dynasty, Kamsa was fiercely cruel and was actually a follower of the Rakshasas. Therefore he could be neither pacified nor terrified by the good instructions given by Vasudeva. He did not care about the results of sinful activities either in this life or the next. Nirbandham tasyatam jnyatva vichinyanaka dundubihi praptam kalam prati vyodhum im idam tantran vyapadyata. When Vasudeva saw that Kamsa was determined to kill his sister Devaki, he thought to himself very deeply, considering the immediate danger of death, he thought of another plan to stop Kamsa. That's a very short purport. Although Vasudeva saw the imminent danger that his wife Devaki would be killed, he was convinced of his welfare because at his birth, the demigods had played drums and kettle drums. He therefore attempted another way to save Devaki. So this is the with a bigger purport. Mrityur bhudhi matapo hyo yavad bhudhi balo dayam yadyasau nivarteta naparadhosti dehinaha Mrityur buddhi matapo hyo yavad buddhi balodayam yadyasau na nivarteta naparadhosti dehinaha. Mrityur buddhi matapo hyo yavad buddhi balodayam yadyasau na nivarteta naparadhosti dehinaha. Mrityur buddhi matapavyo yavad buddhi balodayam yadyasau na nivarteta naparadhosti dehinaha. Mrityur buddhi matapo hyo yavad buddhi balodayam yadyasau na nivarteta naparadhosti dehinaha. Mrityur buddhi matapo hyo yavad buddhi balodayam yadyasau na nivarteta naparadhosti dehinaha. Boliye, kyun darna hai? Mrityur buddhi matapo hyo yavad buddhi balodayam yadyasau na nivarteta naparadhosti dehinah mrityur buddhimata pohyo yavad buddhi balodayam yadyasau nanivarteta naparadhosti dehinah. Probably we want to try. Difficult. Mrityur buddhi mata pohyo yavad buddhi balodayam yadyasau nanivarteta naparadhosti dehinah padapatah padapatah mrityuhu death buddhimata by an intelligent person apoyah should be avoided yavat as long as buddhi bala udayam intelligence and bodily strength are present yadi if asau that death nanivarteta cannot be checked na aparadaha offense asti there is dehinaha of the person in danger of death. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. As long as he has intelligence and bodily strength, an intelligent person must try to avoid death. This is the duty of every embodied person. But if death cannot be avoided in spite of one's endeavors, a person facing death commits no offense. Purport. It is natural for a person facing untimely death to try his best to save himself. This is one's duty. Although death is sure, everyone should try to avoid it and not meet death without opposition, because every living soul is by nature eternal. Because death is a punishment imposed in the condemned life of material existence, the Vedic culture is based on avoiding death. Tyaktva deham punar janma naiti. Everyone should try to avoid death and rebirth by cultivating spiritual life, and should not submit to death without struggling to survive. One who is not trying to stop death is not an intelligent human being. Because Devaki was face to face with imminent death, it was Vasudeva's duty to save her, as he was trying his best to do. He therefore considered another way to approach Kamsa so that Devaki would be saved. Hare Krishna. The Vedic system of expressing one's best wishes to someone is that they should live long. Right? You have heard this? Shatam Jiva, may you live for 100 years. So a god brother who used to be in this temple long time ago, but he's been in Vrindavan for many years, sends me sometimes text messages. He said, he asked me, should I observe my birthday? So I said, yes, you should observe your birthday by giving charity to brahmanas, giving cows to brahmanas, like when Lord Krishna appeared. That will come later on in this 10th canto. Vasudeva was in the prison, but in his mind, he gave charity to the brahmanas, cows to brahmanas. and then you get blessed with a long life. So this god brother responded. He said, I don't want to live a long time and keep suffering in this material body. But that's not the Vedic system. I replied to him, that's not the Vedic system. And Prabhupada is saying here clearly, one should not desire to die. One should desire to live. One should desire to live a long life. An intelligent person does not commit suicide, for example. People, so many people are committing suicide. I mean, it's not the most popular activity. I admit that. But people do it. But the people that do it take leave of their senses. They've lost their mental balance. And those that want to do it, they've lost their moral compass. Isn't that the word? Not a word, phrase, a description. Back in, I didn't finish about, why should one desire to live a long time? What is it? What's it called? When you ask the participant, I'm forgetting the word. Interactive. Thank you very much. It's correct. Why should we desire to live a long time? What's the reason? Yeah, to be serving, to devotional service. There's another explanation. Tricky. Yeah, to do devotional service. Why can you do devotional service now? Why not some other time, in another lifetime? Yes, but that's not the answer I'm looking for. I'm not going to call 911, don't worry. I'm looking for a specific answer here. Why should we continue to live? There's a particular reason. No. I already said that. That's correct, but that's not what I'm looking for. What is special about the opportunity that we have now? Ha! Ding, 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 ding. He won the $1 million. Human life is rare. That's what I wanted to hear. Human life is rare. There are so many birds, there are so many trees, there are so many blades of grass, they're all alive. But they don't have the intelligence. They're not intelligent. But most of the human beings are also not intelligent because they're not utilizing the human form of life for God realization, Krishna consciousness. That's the message that Prabhupada is giving in the purport. We should desire to live because we have a very rare opportunity of being born in a human body. Yes, there are higher and lower human bodies. Just like we say, a woman's body is meant to have a child. And childbearing is very painful. It's a punishment to have to bear 9 months and then childbirth. Well, somebody said, you said, they give injections now, anesthesia, right? There's one devotee's father is an anesthesia. I met him yesterday, starting a farm up in Wisconsin. What's his name? Patrika? Patrika Prabhu. His father's an anesthesiologist who makes a lot of money. He said, my father has millions of dollars. So, yeah, nowadays, in order for the birth of a child to be painless, they give medicine. Especially now, they cut the womb and take out the child. Cesarean, they call it, cesarean section. It's very painful. Or if someone is born in Siberia, it's miserable. Yesterday I took a walk, a long walk out in this cold morning at this time, and my God, my face was burning, so cold. I was covered, but the face was not covered. I didn't have one of those pullover, you know, with just your eyes and your mouth. Very cold out there. What to speak of Siberia? It's much colder than here. In Russia, they used to sell jackets, coats, and the 10 below zero coat, 20 below zero coat, 40 below zero coat. I heard about this. So the material world is a miserable place. It's a place of birth and death. That's what Prabhupada's comment is, that death is a punishment imposed in the condemned life of material existence. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame babambudo. Somehow or other, I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. How? We don't know. So Prabhupada said, best use of a bad bargain. Coming in the material world is bad. We did something wrong, but we forgot. Sure. The questions are supposed to be at the end, but interactive. Well, yeah. Of karma began sometime. The jivas, there's mamai vangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. The vibhin angshas, the separated parts of God, came into the material world in the remote past. Not all of them, because according to the Vedas, only one quarter of God's creation is the material world. Three quarters of the jivas are in the spiritual world, serving eternally. But some of the jivas came here, and they have to suffer repeated birth and death. Our bodies changed, but we're the same person. So we can understand very simply that we're not the body. But most of humanity doesn't understand why. Because they're influenced by tamoguna, the mode of ignorance. They like to sleep, or they like to be an illusion. That is called ignorance. So just like an animal may sleep for 6 months, certain animals, but an animal doesn't have the requisite intelligence to understand that I am not the body. Human being has that intelligence. And so a human being should strive for liberation from the repetition of birth and death, as Prabhupada mentioned here, taktva deham punarjanma na iti. There should be no rebirth. Tyaktva deham, tyaktva, having given up, deham, material body, punarjanma, born again, na, not, iti, should not be. So we're facing this. We know so many people who died. I remember I was a little boy over here, 4 years old, on Birchwood, you know, Birchwood Street, next to Howard Street. Next to Howard, it's running east-west. I was living in an apartment building. I was a little boy. And I had a little friend. And the little friend, poor guy, got cancer and died. Four-year-old. So that's, I think, the first time I realized that there was death. When this four-year-old friend, I was 4 years old. So that was 1959. Now you know when I was born. Then, boy, that was 1959. Then 1965, my mother's father passed away. And there was an open casket at the funeral. And then my mother's elder sister, she's gone, my mother's gone. But she was crying, Daddy's gone, Daddy's gone. But the body was there, right? The body is there. What went is the Atma, the soul inside the body. So most people will say, no, there is no soul. Well, isn't that in In the 46th verse that we read, but it's not on the board, in the translation it says that Kamsa did not care about the results of sinful activities, either in this life or the next. That's karma phal. Karma is action and phal is the fruit of action. So Kamsa, he didn't care. And most of the people, they don't care. You know, they don't think about it. And it's a funny thing because the term bad karma is very common now, right? In everyday English in this country and probably in other English-speaking countries. They seem to have touched the concept, at least, bad karma, right? But they use that expression not in a way that relates to the soul, but relates to some activity. So they're ignorant, even though they're coming, it seems like, hey, bad karma. Yeah, well, think about it. There are so many bad karmas that you are performing. We're distributing books to convince people to give up these bad karmas because the result of that is a bad birth. Karana guna sangasya sada sadyoni. And asurim yoni mapadna mudha janmani janmani. Foolish persons who are like demons, who perform bad karmas, are born again and again in unfavorable circumstances. Karana ne asurim yoni mapanna. They're thrown into the womb of demons. Like Kamsa. Somebody who doesn't care about karma. I'll do what I want. Do as I want. What is bad karma? Bad karma means indulging in the mode of ignorance. Like alcohol, any intoxication. Because that ignorance instills a false sense of happiness that does not actually exist. That happiness is fleeting, it's temporary. It has nothing to do with pleasing. Yayatma suprasediti, the soul needs to be pleased. So how is the soul pleased? By bhakti, by rendering devotional service to God. Because that's the nature of the soul. Jivar swarupoi Krishna nitya das, the nature of the soul is to serve Krishna. We cannot see that because we're being punished. We're in the prison. This material world is a prison. And the laws of nature are the punishment. And the laws of nature means that there are different types of sufferings. So, adhyatmika, adhidaivika, adhibhautika, you've heard it before. Right? The suffering of the mind and body, suffering caused by other persons, and suffering caused by the material elements, like it's cold outside, or it's too hot. Like right now in India, it's too hot. It's 110 every day on the plains, not in the hills. Yeah, it's really hot. And people used to, before all this electricity, they would, you know, go under a tree or be in some kind of a hut or a house under a tree. And they wouldn't come out between, you know, noon and 6 o'clock. It was so hot in the afternoon. And do their work in the morning and then be shuttered inside. So hot. So, what is that song? Bhaja Hure Mana Shri Nanda Nandana. So what is it? Shita Atapa Vata Varishana. Shita is cold, Atapa heat, Vata is wind. Shita Atapa Varishana, Vrishti, rain. In Bengal, there's a lot of rain. Bengal is a huge delta of the Ganga. And these songs were written in Bengal where there's heat humidity and a lot of storms and rain and rivers, and you know, we know people that drowned in the river. I know people who drowned there in Bengal. It's dangerous. It's a dangerous place. Vanga. Vanga Pradesh. That's the ancient name. Vanga became Bunga by pronunciation, and the British said Bengal. It's Vanga. So how to cross over this ocean of suffering? Right? What's that verse where the hoof print of a calf verse? I forget that right now. But padam yadavipadam padaplavam. I can't remember the Yasho Murare. That one who takes shelter of the feet of Murari, Krishna, the whole material ocean becomes just like the water in the footprint of a calf, because he carries you. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. There is no other hope except Krishna uplifting us, the Supreme Lord. If you're in the middle of the ocean, you know, it's hopeless. But if a helicopter came and took you out. So it's our position is like that. We're in the material world. Who will uplift us? Krishna is the one, Mukunda. He's the giver of liberation. So human life is meant to take shelter of Krishna. The demons say that there is no God. Atheists. Astikas and Nastikas. The Nastika means Asura. Sura are the demigods. Asura are the demons. So they don't believe that there is Ishvara. So the result of that is Asurim Yonim Apana Mudha Janmani Janmani. Janmani Janmani. Both of these words are, well, it's the same word, repetition of plural. Plurality repeated for stress. That the births and deaths in the material world will go on and on. Now we're human beings. We have that intelligence, but in the future, we might be dogs or hogs, right? There was, Prabhupada used to quote some astrologer who said that the late Indian Prime Minister Nehru was reborn as a dog in Sweden. You heard this? Never heard that one? Prabhupada said, of course, Nehru was a big enjoyer, sense enjoyer. Actually, the demons, that's their business, to enjoy their senses. So if they have 10 girlfriends or 100 girlfriends, or, you know, it's not surprising. That's the business of sense gratification. If you have more money, you can enjoy with more women. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't want women. Na sundarim, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. You're reciting every morning. I don't want wealth. But everybody needs some money. Even Sudama needed. But he didn't, he's an example, he didn't care. Na janam, I don't want followers. The desire for followers, well, you know, who doesn't want a few people praising you and touching your feet and massaging you? And it's a pleasurable thing, both physically and mentally. And sundarim, well, that's the aim of modern society. Modern society means to enjoy women. And they are teaching the women that you don't need to be married. Right? They're teaching the women like that. It's shocking. The Hindu society, forget about the Malechas and Yavanas. But even in the Malechas and Yavanas, women used to be immediately married and there was a husband who looked after that woman. And now, no, why should you marry? Right? I have to have a career. This is what's going on in India. First, I have to have my career, you know. You're Hindu. It's a very sad situation, girls, because the physical body of a woman becomes mature at 13, 12, ready to have a child by the arrangement of nature, and childbearing is difficult as age progresses. And now the society is telling the girls, don't marry. It's against the laws of nature. They should be immediately married. The Vedic system was, before puberty, they were married, so they knew in their mind, I have a husband. Prabhupada propagated this. After physical maturity, they would go to the husband. This was a system in India. Still, in some villages and in some communities, although the westernization of India, after the independence of India, has been extremely rapid, unfortunately. Before so-called independence, the traditions were followed by most of the Hindus. Prabhupada, his wife, when he married, was 11 years old. So obviously he didn't live with the wife when she was that young. Later on, she came. The tradition was followed. Boy, how did I get on this tangent? I know I came from somewhere. Right, so the demons, they just want more women to enjoy. And so nowadays they've made this propaganda that you don't have to get married. So come enjoy with us. You know, but the women have to suffer. We know devotees, I know god brothers whose daughters, married useless people, and then they left them. And the Vedic system was that the woman had to be protected. Of course, it's the fault is not the fault of the women. It's the men who are supposed to guide the society who are misleading. So they're the demons because they don't accept the Vedic system. And then, you know, you have half of the population are unmarried. They're not living a regular... Varnashram means Grihastha Ashram is meant for spiritual life. Householder life is also meant for spiritual life. It's supposed to be an ashram. But instead, it's, what is it? A mutual agreement of convenience. There's no aim, aimless. Because there's no concept of liberation. There's no understanding that human life is meant for serving Lord Krishna. You practice it now so that after this life, you can enter those eternal activities in the spiritual world. Sadhana means that. There's no concept. We're trying to instill the concept. It's a really tough job. It's a really tough job to fight ignorance. And in so many ways, subtle ways, the ignorance is there. Subtle and gross, of course. I mean, yeah, we say some progress is there, some section of society is becoming vegetarian, they know it's bad karma to eat meat. They know it's bad karma to take drugs. But the majority couldn't understand. How to change the demons? It's actually not possible. So a madhyama devotee who's a preacher, Kripa Maitri, how does that go? 11th canto, Kripa Maitri Premopeksha. Sabhakta Madhyama Smritaha. The Madhyama devotee makes friends with devotees. He shows mercy to the ignorant. And Upeksha, he doesn't say anything to the demons. He avoids them. Those who are really fixed in demoniac activity, the Madhyama devotee doesn't go to them because it's a waste of time. So kripa, prema, prema is for God. Maitri is friendship. He establishes friendship with other devotees. He shows mercy to the ignorant. People who, you know, they're not, well, they're demoniac in their activities, but they don't understand. And then there are those who are opposed to dharma. There are those who are ambivalent, and they can be changed. Otherwise, we wouldn't preach in these, and we would also not have come. We wouldn't have come. So we have to see the different types and, you know, try and explain this. It says, one who explains to the devotees in the end of the Gita, right? What's that verse? I got a Gita here. Na bhaktaya na kadachana. Oh, what is that? Right. Shraddhavan anasuyascha shunuyadapi yonaraha sopi mukta shubhan lokan prapnu yat punya karmanam. Those who hear Gita with faith without envy becomes free from the bad karma. Shubhan lokan, and he obtains an auspicious destination in the higher planets or in the spiritual world. Oh, this is it. Nacha tasmad manusheshu kaschin me priyakrita maha bhavita. No. Where is that? Ya idam paramam guyam. This topmost secret of Gita. Mad bhakteshva vidasyati. Actually, it's supposed to be spoken to devotees. Bhaktim mayi param kritva, and those who render the highest service to me, mame vaishasya samshayaha, they come to me. But it says, for one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is explained. So that doesn't exempt the ignorant, according to the Bhagavatam. Ignorant should be uplifted. And devotees should hear. That's why this class was established by Prabhupada. Should hear the message of Vedic literature. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam means always. Serving Krishna, hearing the Bhagavatam is none different. But the story of the Bhagavat that we have here, Kamsa, the demon trying to kill his sister, illustrates that there are some persons out there that you can't preach to. Right? So, upeksha, ignore them if you can. At the present moment, we can ignore them. They're not attacking the devotees. There are times, there have been places devotees are attacked. Well, Devaki was attacked by her brother. She was a great devotee. She was about to have Lord Krishna as her child. That's unparalleled, right? That's the word, unparalleled. How many people get the Lord as their child? That's due to punya karma, a lot of pious activities, 50,000 years of austerities, it's written in the Bhagavad. Hare Krishna. Any questions? We'll throw it open a little early. Yes, Prabhu.
Can you finish the story of Prabhupada saying that Nehru...
No, that's all. There was an astrologer. Oh, okay. Some astrologer said that the Prime Minister Nehru, who was the Prime Minister from India from 1947 till he passed away in 1964, I think he was 78 years old. But he was famous for being an enjoyer of material pleasures. You know, everything from smoking to drinking to meat eating to women. He had it all. So his guidance of India was unfortunate, because he steered India on a materialistic path, because he wasn't a follower of Indian culture, even though he was Indian. Yeah. Oh, you want to give the mic? 1 minute, we're giving you the mic. It'll be easier to hear.
Could you explain just briefly the difference between transmigration and transubstitution of the soul?
Wow, what is transubstitution? Maybe you could define that for me. Transmigration means when the soul leaves this body at the time of death and enters into another body. So what is transubstitution?
Isn't transubstitution where you come back like as a fly or something, a lower form of life?
No, that's transmigration.
Oh, same thing? Okay.
Yeah, because whatever our karmas are, activities, it's judged by a higher authority, the demigods. There are certain demigods that are entrusted with the task of judging each soul. How is that possible? It's possible by, what's the word? Adbhuta shakti, unimaginable power that we can't understand. And so each soul is given another birth immediately. This is how nature works. It's, you know, just like modern technology is amazing for many people. You know, one computer used to take up this whole room.
Yep.
And now everybody has it in their telephone. So it couldn't be imagined 50 years ago.
Right.
So in the same way, things are possible that for us are impossible. But there are higher powers in the universe that we can't see.
Okay.
We can understand from Vedic literature how these higher powers work. So it's transmigration. When the soul leaves the body dies. Now certain yogis can take their soul out of the body and go into another body. Parakaya Pravesh, you might have heard of this. Pravesh means entering, Parakaya, another body. So really great yogis are able to do that. But that's not liberation. They're staying in the material world. They're moving. Is that transubstitution? I don't know. Maybe that's what transubstitution. Right. Yeah.
When we say immediately, is there somewhere in the scriptures that describe that immediate in terms of human time, material time, or Brahma's time?
Well, as we see, as soon as the death means the consciousness is gone, sometimes it says that the soul hovers around the body but outside the body. But sometimes it's described that they immediately go into another body. There's no, description of the exact how they calculate the moments, although there is a calculation of a moment, a few moments, I can't remember. There's Sanskrit words describing.
Yeah, I just want to add, there's a nice word you are looking for. I think that verse, Karmana Daivanetrena.
In Gita.
Yeah, karmana daivanetrena jantrupaya deha papattaya.
And where is that?
Striya udarana.
Third chapter.
Pravishta. Punsareta.
That's a
kanasraya.
Very important verse that unfortunately I didn't memorize right now.
Karmana
so far. Karmana
daivanetrena.
Karmana Daiva, Karmana. Boy, there's a lot of karmas. It should have been here, you know. It should have been in the index. It's not in the index. Karmana. It's in third chapter?
Yeah, by the superior authority. You know, that how living entity enters into womb of a mother, you know, by his activity.
Yeah, Prabhupada quoted that many, many times.
Yeah.
And I just don't know.
While the father injects the semen into the womb of the mother, that time, at that instant, you know, the higher authority decide what type of body you will take.
Karmanyaiva hi samsiddhim. It's the beginning of the verse, is Karmana Daiva Netrin?
I think Srimad Bhagavatam.
I also thought, but I'm not finding. That would have been in the index. I'm not finding it. If you have, you can find it by doing a search on Google. Karmana Daiva Netrena, and then Gita, and then it'll come up. Oh, it's in the Bhagavatam, it's not in the Gita. That's it, excuse me. Karmana Daiva Netrena. One minute, he'll get it up there. You got it? It's a lacuna that, you know, we didn't memorize these verses. Anyway, got it. Jantur Devo Papataye.
So Reta Kanashraya. Personality of God had said, under the supervision of the Supreme Lord and according to the result of his work, the living entity, the soul, is made to enter into the womb of a woman through the particle of male semen to assume a particular type of body.
That's the same concept we've been talking about. Karmana, by activities, Daiva, by the Lord, Super Soul, Paramatma. Daiva Netrena. Daiva Netra is the eyes. By the eyes of the Super Soul, the eyes of fate. It's an expression. One gets a body in the material world. Karmana, Daiva Netrena. Jantu is a living being. Deha, jantu deha, upapattaye, they obtain a material body. So that the karmas are important.
The question is, how long, what's the duration of time? Is it always the same, or is it?
There are different statements, you know, immediately, within a moment.
If one goes to the, they have some punishment.
Right,
accrued.
And then there's another statement that, well, because of the attachment, the soul is out, but it's hovering over the body. There are different statements. But yeah, ultimately, if we see the Ajamil story, so there are Yamadutas, according to that story, who take the soul to Yamalokam, the planet of the dead, where they're judged according to their karmas. Those are the higher powers. So the atmas in human bodies, not in animal. In animal bodies, they automatically go to the next level. That's what we understand from Vedic literature. We cannot see. We can only understand. So from the Bhagavad, we understand that there are there's a police you can call it, or guards who take away the souls and bring them to the courthouse, right? And then they're punished. There is some hearing. And then those who are in human bodies, like that, what was the sage who poked a insect when he was young? What was his name? Chavan? No. He poked. No, that's different. There was another sage who, when he was a young boy of 14, he killed an insect. And is it Mundaka? Mandukya, maybe. Mandukya. And he went to Yamalokam, to the court of Yamaraj, and he was given some punishment. And he said, this is not fair, because I was ignorant at a younger age, so why am I being punished? So then he declared, by the power of my austerities, nobody should suffer the results of their actions until after the age of 14. Is it something like that? It's in the Bhagavatam. We'll have to dig it out. So, you know, the souls are punished for their actions and reactions, but it starts at a certain age. So for us, that doesn't sound too good. At the same time, if we do bhakti, it's supposed to wipe all the punishments, all the karmas clean, we believe. Purification. Prayashchittam is atonement. That atonement was condemned in the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam, that if you keep atoning for your sins but you don't give up the desire to sin, then you will again commit sins. So there's a famous verse, Manye Kunjara Sochavat. I consider that prayashchittam to be like the bathing of an elephant. You know, elephant takes a bath and then comes out of the water and rolls in the dust. So what kind of a bath was that? So the desire to perform, to enjoy in the material world, has to be given up. Otherwise, when we indulge in those desires, we again engage in good and bad karma, right? Sad-asad karya, good karma, bad karma. So the desire to give up karma and only engage in bhakti has to be cultivated. But that's not easy. Still, that's the goal. So, yeah.
Christian people or...
Say again?
Christian people?
Christians.
Or people who have some devotional ideal, may not be following, yet they might be eating meat and all these things.
Right.
So their type of destination, because on the one hand it said, Neha Bikramana Sosti, even if you're a Kanishta or a Bhakta Abbas, semblance of a devotee, uh-huh, if you perform any form of devotion, bhakti, then yeah, you get saved.
Right.
But at the same time, if they're eating the cow, and so I'm just curious, and it's related because there's a lot of study of these near-death experiences, where a lot of people, just common people, they have these experiences, and certain, there's a field called past life regression and and they can observe and they can hear from people where their soul has gone. And sometimes, right, there's hundreds, thousands of cases where these people go and they meet their family or something in kind of like a heaven. But my question was, you know, what type of piety does that require to do that? And if they're committing sinful activity, would they be going down?
This is a very good question. I like this question a lot. Svalpam api asya dharmasya. The word dharma is there. a little advancement in this dharma. According to the Vedic concept, Christianity, Islam, Judaism is not dharma. It's not Vedic dharma. You know, it's like Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, those who worship the devas. But that worship of the devas is given in Vedic literature. And Pitrin Yanti, that's also given in Vedic literature. But Bhutani Yanti Bhutejya, those who worship ghosts and spirits, it's not Vedic. So they go to the ghosts and spirits. So Swalpam Api Asya Dharmasya. If you have a little advancement in Vedic knowledge, Trayate, it may save you, Mahato Bayat, from great fear. So the point is, there's a very major distinction, even though someone can realize we had a previous birth, I had many births. That's also exceptional, because even if it's thousands, as you say, of documented cases, but there's ananta koti jivatmas. How many human beings in the last, say, 100 years were born and died? Billions, right? So a few thousand is nothing. So, and those people who did have, because of whatever reason, an insight into their previous, unless they had Vedic knowledge, how will they make advancement? They won't. They make very limited advancement. It's better than nothing to follow some, you know, religious codes, but it's not the Vedic system. Just like in Islam, it says don't have sex with your mother. The Arabs were so degraded at the time of Muhammad that they were, you know, indulging in this kind of abominable activity. That doesn't mean everybody, but it might have been something common. I mean, it's like an animal doesn't know who's their sister or their mother or their, right? They're animals. We say dumb animal. Vedic dharma, swalpamapi asya dharmasya, of this dharma, which means Vedas.
Apologize if the discussion is going a little late.
Neha Bikramanashosti Pratibhayona Vidyate Swalpam, that's 40. The one before that, Esha Te Bihita Sankye Buddhi Yoge Fimam Shunu Buddhya Yukto Yaya Partha Karma Bandham Prahasyasi. I have described this knowledge to you through analytical study. Now I explain in terms of working without fruitive activities, a karma. O son of Prita, O Arjuna, when you act in such knowledge, buddhi yoga. But the whole idea of yoga comes from Vedas. That's the yoga sutras that, you know, Patanjali yoga sutras is all the philosophies, shad darshanas are the Vedic philosophy based on Vedas. We need a mic over in the corner again. Thank you. I hope that answered the question to some extent.
Okay, just very briefly, the science of life after death is known as thanatology, and a lot of times people have these experiences when they're, if they're bad people or even if they're good people, so that they will learn, they will experience the afterlife, and they will learn how to become better human beings when they come back to Earth, and their whole personality is changed and they become wonderful spirit souls.
Yeah, that's there. But the system that we believe, and it's faith, but it's the oldest tradition in human society, is the Vedic system. So the Vedic system gives you that knowledge by which you transcend being good and bad and you rise to the spiritual platform. There's another world, the spiritual world, right? Christians call it heaven, but they have no knowledge of what happens in heaven. So it's parastasmat tu bhavanyo vyakto vyaktat sanatana. There's an eternal abode beyond this material world. Na tad bhasayate suryo na shashanko na pavaka. There's no sun or moon or heat, wind. Yad gatva nanivartante. Those who go there, they don't come back. That's the aim of yoga. Yoga means linking with God. And so perfection of yoga is to get out of the material world. But that's Vedic knowledge is the key to that. That's what we believe based on Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic supplementary literature. But Upanishads are Vedas, and the Gita is a synopsis of the Upanishads. And basically, there's a spiritual world that human beings have the requisite intelligence to attain by the study of these literatures. That's why we have this book distribution. Study the shastras, study the books. That's the key. Time is up, was up. Thank you. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hari Hari Bo. Jai.